More than 200 years after the founding of a new American church within its halls, the bare bones of the Perry Hall Mansion in Baltimore County still remain. But WYPR's John Lee reports there are questions about its future.
When you first see Perry Hall Mansion, you notice something odd.
You're looking at basically a half a house, which at this angle, you can tell.
Sean Keefe is on the board of historic Perry Hall Mansion. The original house, built in 1775 at the center of a large plantation, was destroyed in 1839 by a fire, but most of the original foundation survived.
So really what you have here is an 1840 house that's almost intact, built on a foundation of a 1775 house.
With one wing missing, perhaps because that part of the foundation was destroyed. But decades before that fire, in 1784, Perry Hall Mansion played host to a gathering that would lead to the birth of the American Methodist Church. The American Revolution was, well, history, and John Wesley over in England wanted to do something for the former colonists who had been cut off from the Church of England. The bishops there pretty much said, "Not our problem." So Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, sent Thomas Coke to America. He got together with, among others, a preacher named Francis Asbury. They called a conference in Baltimore to transform what was then a movement into a new church.
So then they had to organize this conference, and that's where Perry Hall comes in.
Robert Schendel is the archivist for the Baltimore-Washington Conference of the United Methodist Church. Asbury, Coke, and others met at Perry Hall to plan the Christmas Conference of 1784, which took place at Lovely Lane Chapel on what is now Redwood Street downtown. That church is long gone, but its descendant, Lovely Lane United Methodist, is at 2200 St. Paul Street, and there's a one-room museum at that church with artifacts from the earliest days.
This is the ordination certificate of Francis Asbury. It's signed by Thomas Coke. So these are the folks that met at Perry Hall.
They met there because the lady of the house, Prudence Goff, was a staunch Methodist. Asbury became the founding bishop of the Methodist Church in America at the Christmas conference. But there's more to the mansion than Methodism.
Now this is what kept me up at night.
We're in the basement, within the 1700s brick foundation, which is a good 12 feet high. Keefe says he has firsthand accounts from people who remember seeing chains on the wall left over from slavery.
And they do remember a post going right here, went all the way to the top of the ceiling that had shackles that hung from it.
Ascending steps into the first floor and into the mid-19th century, you enter what was once a grand home, now vacant and in disrepair. Keefe estimates it would take $1 million or more to bring Perry Hall back, but he adds it's all cosmetic. The structure is sound. So, what now? Baltimore County owns it, and spokesman T.J. Smith says the county wants a solution that works for both the mansion and neighbors who live close by. Keefe agrees.
This isn't an establishment for like weddings or things like that. It's something that's going to cause a ruckus to the community.
Schendel says the church considers the mansion a historic site, but will not help financially.
That sort of heritage preservation isn't, I guess in the great scheme of church work, isn't considered a high priority.
Keefe says he would like the county to give his organization a lease so they can run the mansion and raise money to bring it back for whatever its future may hold. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.